You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. So today we're doing episode 23. So excited about episode 23 because today we're talking about this, redefining SOL. That's right, redefining SOL. But first I want to ask you, how's it going sipping on life, my dear? How's it tasting? How's it feeling? How you doing? How's life? Are you enjoying a little bit each and every day? Or maybe if it's really like SOL and it's like the stuff is hitting the fan and you're like, this doesn't taste good at all, aren't you glad you only have to sip on it and you don't have to gulp it down? Like, quite honestly, you know, you'll hear me say all the time, nothing lasts forever. I know, sometimes people look at me and they're like, you're so positive. Why are you talking and sounding so pessimistic? Well, the reality is nothing lasts forever, and that's the truth. That's the truth. So if it's really great right now and the flavor's awesome, keep sipping. If it's not so awesome, keep sipping because it's about to change. That's the great news. Nothing lasts forever. So in the good times, enjoy them more than ever. Give thanks. Keep your level of gratitude and appreciation at an all-time high. And then when things aren't so good, aren't so tasty, just remember, this too shall pass and this will change, my dear. So no matter where you are today, redefining SOL, because SOL and sipping on life and living from your heart and your soul, it's not bad luck and it's not good luck. It's not luck at all. It's a decision to listen and commune and live from your heart. That's the deal. Listen, commune with, and live from your heart. That's what it is. So what is sipping on life soul? So we've all heard of the old definition. You got, you know, your S out of luck. You know what I'm saying? Since I checked the clean language box, I'm going to leave that one for your interpretation. But the reality is, man, when the stuff is hitting the fan and you're like, this sucks, life sucks, and I'm hating everything about my life right now and may even be hating yourself right now. Let me tell you, I have been there in a pool of tears, not knowing what to do with myself. But the deal is this, if you're going to redefine your situation, you have to be willing to look at it for what it is. You have to be willing to look at it honestly. And number one, stop pretending. That's right. You have to stop pretending. I remember when things got really, really rough and the pain in my heart was so ginormous and the misery I was feeling and the poor me, that story that I was caught up in, I finally had to say, you know what? I have got to stop pretending. I had to stop pretending that everything was okay. And you know, when you get the big D that comes, the big divorce, and not only once, but twice, three times, it's like, it's hard to pretend, you know, at that point that everything's okay. You know, even after the first one, one of my first thoughts was, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? And you know what? After once, twice, three times a lady, you realize like it doesn't matter what other people are thinking right now. What matters most is what am I thinking? So I want to ask you that question. What are you thinking, my dear? What are you thinking today? Where is your primary focus? Is your focus on pretending? Because if you're pretending only because you're caring about what everyone else thinks about you and their opinion of you, then I'm going to tell you right now, you're carrying baggage that you were never meant to carry. And it will suck the life out of you. So where are you pretending in your life? I spent so many years pretending that everything was okay, that I was okay, that life was okay, that, hey, you're okay, I'm okay, we're all okay. I even lived in the state of okay, Oklahoma. You know, it's like, whoa. And finally, one day I'm like, no, you know what? Things are not freaking okay. They're not okay at all. I'm not okay. This isn't okay. and this is going to change. So that's the deal, my dear. If you are anywhere in your life right now where you are thinking everything's great or everything is not so great, take a look at where you're pretending. Because when you pretend, let me tell you, you end up paralyzing your possibility. That's right. You paralyze your possibility when you pretend, because when it's just make-believe, you're making stuff up, it's affecting your true belief system. And your belief system will be what leads and guides you. That's right. Your belief system will lead and guide you, and you will only go as far as your beliefs will take you. And if your belief is that you have to present yourself a certain way and perform a certain way because you're pretending that everything is perfect, first of all, take a look at how you even define perfection. Because again, it's a load that is too heavy to carry. Because it's one thing if perfect is real, but it's another thing if perfect is pretend and it's not real. Okay? Your life can be imperfectly perfect. That's great. It's real. You're being honest with yourself. You're not pretending. You're not performing for anyone, including yourself. But if you're pretending today, today's the day to stop, my dear. I know we got right into it today, because yesterday, you know, we were talking about that your whole soul matters. Everything about you matters. And when you pretend, it's basically like you're saying, there's a part of me that doesn't matter, and I'm going to make these matters my matters. And the truth is, they don't really matter. What matters most is the truth. And no matter what that looks like, it's the truth. And it's not pretending. It's not pretending. There is no, happily ever after, unless you're willing to actually get on board with it and help create it for yourself. But if you're pretending that everything is okay and it's not, and you feel terrible inside and you literally feel like you're dying and like life is sucking the life out of you, the sucking the air out of you, and you're sucking, it's because you're pretending. Call it what it is. Like my friend used to say, you know, call a spade, don't call it a shovel, okay? So you got to be willing to call it what it is and redefine what SOL really means for yourself. It's like, you know what? SOL, it's the beginning of solution. SOL, it's the beginning of sipping on life. And the day that I finally said, all right, this is actually too painful to gulp down anymore, so I'm going to simply sip on it, I began to practice the art of loving myself well. I desire that for you as well. That's right. I desire that for you as well. The question is, do you desire that for you, my dear? So grab your sacred soul. Date journal, daily action to engage with yourself. And your sacred soul step for today is to sit down and answer this question. Where are you pretending in your life? Where are you pretending that everything is all good? Where are you pretending that everything's okay? Or where are you pretending that everything's not okay? And actually, you're making the story a lot bigger than it really is. Where are you pretending? Circle it and make a commitment today to stop pretending and to start showing up and redefining what SOL really means for you. All right. I am so grateful that you're here. Thanks again for opening up your mind, your heart, your soul to me, and for sharing this with others. I so appreciate it. We're now in over 14 countries. That blows my mind. I'm so grateful, so humbled, so honored. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.